The Spanish government tonight said it has a videotape claiming responsibility for the Madrid bombings in the name of Al-Qaeda. The interior minister said the claim was made by a man speaking Arabic with a Moroccan accent. Earlier, the minister announced the first arrests in this week's terrorist attacks in Madrid. 5 people are in custody, 3 Moroccans and 2 Indians. Before this afternoon, the Spanish government said it believed the outlawed Basque separatist group ETA planted the bombs that killed 200 people in trains on Thursday. The new information about the bombings came as Spaniards prepared to vote in a general election tomorrow. Today, protesters assembled outside the headquarters of Prime Minister José María Aznar's political party and accused the government of withholding information on the attacks. Jerome Sokolovsky is following the events in Madrid. Jerome, what does the government say about this videotape?
Hello, John. The government says that it's checking the authenticity of this videotape, that we should exercise caution at the moment in interpreting it. It is someone who describes himself as the military spokesman of Al-Qaeda in Europe, who says that these attacks were a, quote, response to Spain's collaboration with the criminal Bush and his allies. This man in the videotape also threatens more attacks in the future. We don't know exactly what he's threatening, or we don't know if he said it in the video or not. The interesting thing is this video was discovered after a phone call to a local television station instructing police to find it, that they would find it in a wastebasket between a local mosque and one of the local morgues.
There were protests in the streets today claiming the government was withholding information. Did the Interior Minister address those concerns tonight?
Indeed. Well, these concerns have been addressed by the Prime Minister already and have been addressed by several officials. The Prime Minister yesterday emphatically said that the government is not holding anything back. Today, the candidate for Prime Minister for the Popular Party, Mariano Rajoy, gave a press conference and said the same thing. And as you said, the Interior Minister tonight actually cited the fact that they came out with this videotape as proof that they're being very forthcoming with information.
What can you tell us about the arrest of these 5 people in connection with the attacks?
Well, if anything, the connection is not very clear. At the very least, it's indirect. They were connected to a sports bag that was found with explosives inside and a mobile phone that was supposed to serve as a makeshift detonator. Somehow they were connected to that cell phone. The 5 people arrested, as you said, 3 Moroccans and 2 Indians.
And quickly, Jerome, how could these bombings affect tomorrow's election?
It could affect tomorrow's election in that the fact that Prime Minister José María Aznar's government has supported the United States has placed Spain in the crosshairs of Islamic terrorists, not a very popular thing to have as you on your record.
Mm-hmm. So his party could lose votes in this election.
It could lose votes in this election as to whether, I mean, they had a comfortable lead going into this election, so it's hard to say if it will be decisive or not.
Jerome Sokolovsky reporting from Madrid. Thanks very much, Jerome.
You're welcome, John.